Focus Textile. How can I help you?
Yes, is Shirley available?
May I know who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Zach. I had called earlier. You'd asked me to give a call back in about an hour.
Okay, hold on, Zach. I need to check if she's available. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Sholi. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Zach?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to reach out to you and remain in contact. I know that we'd had a couple conversations earlier in the year, and just wanted to see how business was going and if you guys had any needs in this fourth quarter or anything coming up.
That's a good question. There's always a need for money, isn't it?
Yes. Unfortunately,
yeah,
yes.
There's always a need, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but at the moment, not yet.
We are,
you know. But I will keep you posted. However, I know every time you call, I ask the same question because it's a lot on my plate and I forget.
Yes.
How you guys are going by this, your loan type of thing? I forgot again, Zach. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem. It's based off of the sales from the year previous for the business, and we're able to lend, you know, 10 to 12% of that as unsecured cash to use as you see fit for the business. And they're shorter term in nature, 6 to 24 months, sometimes 36 months in length.
Okay, so you're saying based on what we did last year?
Yeah, based on the sales.
So, yeah, that we did last year.
Correct.
Obviously not 2016, whatever we're doing at the moment, not that.
If you wanted to provide a profit and loss for this year, that could, and it, you know, to show that the sales have improved, I think that increased, that would help as well.
Mm. So if we did, let's say, for the sake of the argument, let's say if we did 485 or 500,000 last year, you said it would be 10 to 20% of that? Is that what it is? Or
I'm sorry, 10 to 12. So it would be upwards of, 50 to 60 to potentially 65 could be made available immediately.
65,000, you said?
Correct.
So based on that, and then how, the next question is, you said, I'm just, you know, I just want to know before I, you know, because we're working on several things that, but we'll see.
Sure.
Now, what was how you guys do this? These are short-term loan, obviously.
Correct.
I said, let's say if I borrow $30,000, let's say I need $30,000 today, and then let's say we give you our financial statement, or we give you the, you know, whatever we did, you know, last year.
Uh-huh.
We email it to you, and then you guys take a look at it. How long does it take to
get some feedback?
That? Let's say,
To get some feedback, it's typically 24 hours. We would look at bank statements to verify cash flow, your tax return to verify the sales, and also ownership. And, you know, those are the items that underwriting would need to run through their algorithms to see what would be, you know, beneficial for the business and not create a burden on you guys.
Yes. So let's say I think I mentioned this earlier. We don't buy inventory.
Right.
We are not in an inventory business. I buy per order.
Ah.
So in other words, we take a purchase order, secure that merchandise, then I release payment to overseas, and I bring the goods per purchase order.
Uh-huh.
We don't go out on a limb. I think I had mentioned that. We don't go out on a limb and just buy inventory because I want to stack inventory here. We don't do that.
We're
not in the inventory business at all. My inventory in my company right now, hardly, I think it's not even $10,000.
Gotcha. So you use more of that the just-in-time inventory method where you just have enough on hand. And then, you know, as orders increase, do you bring on that more inventory type deal?
No. I don't work that way. No, we don't. We never ever buy merchandise.
Unless it's ordered.
Inventory.
Right, unless a customer needs it. Gotcha.
What,
okay.
Because what we do, most of my work is fresh production. So what I do is, well, we do private label. So I merchandise. Yeah, we do private label. Okay.
Okay.
And I work with people like TJ Maxx. Okay, for just for you to know, or people like, you know, Ross. You know, or people in, you know, I mean, we are in a process of, you know, trying to get actually a couple of sales rep here, so that we can increase our business. That, you know, working with people that are back east, like variety wholesalers, you know, those kind of people. We're in a sort of a budget market, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But volume.
Gotcha.
And what we do is, you know, we basically we know what they want. We get samples. We make samples. We show them, you know, the designs and merchandise it. And then if they like it, they can order. They will order. We receive purchase order. Once I receive a purchase order, confirmed PO, then against that purchase order, I put goods into work.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, then I manufacture it.
Okay.
Now, from the day that I want to produce and buy the goods, factory over, because we do everything overseas, right?
Right.
So overseas, once I place my purchase order for confirmed order, then my factory over there needs a deposit.
Right.
Okay. So we give them the deposit, but usually I don't borrow money for deposit, because the deposit I negotiate with my vendors, and my vendors, you know, are people that I've worked with them for over the years. So we give them a little bit of deposit, like, you know, depending on the order, like 15 to 20% deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Then once the shipment is ready, that is the time that we need, I would rather have, you know, the money to pay for the shipment and bring the goods.
Gotcha.
So from that day that I have to release payment against my purchase order to my mail in overseas, from that day, and then, you know, obviously we have to give our buyers here 60 days terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they buy goods on terms, and I don't factor, you know, because these are the accounts that we know them. We don't need to, you know, factor it.
So there's trust
from
there.
That day, pardon?
So there's trust there. There's trust been established. So
well, obviously, but they're huge. Look, a huge operation. We check them out, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know. Look, I mean, somebody like TJ Maxx, okay? Obviously, you know, they are out there, so we know. And I have my colleagues in the industry that they do factoring, so I ask them, you know. But these are solid companies. We work with only two or three,
mm-hmm.
and they're solid, you know, solid companies. So let's say so from the day I have to pay my factory and bring the merchandise, ship it to whomever, you know, our buyers,
uh-huh.
And then by the time they get it and pay us, it's basically they wrote on their PO 60 days term, but that is honestly 75 days, okay?
Right.
From the day we ship it from our warehouse to them and they receive it, they, you know, then they will, you know, it will take about 75 days for payment. So I would need the money for probably 3 months.
Perfect.
That's the most that I need. Not more than, I don't want to sit in here with somebody else's money in my company. Okay, I borrow, I want to pay it out right away. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to keep paying interest, because, you know, we work on a very tight
budget.
Profit margin.
Right.
Yes, very tight budget and profit margin, you know. So this is where my question is. So let's say, because I don't bring in inventory, I want to put in here inventory and just sit in here and then, you know, end up, you know, giving a discount and so forth. No, we don't do that. And if I bring inventory, it won't be more than 2,000 pieces. And that 2,000 pieces, I'm not going to borrow money for that. That's it. That's for something, you know. So we are not in the inventory business. Our work is, it goes into design, manufacturing overseas, merchandising, and selling and service. That's what we do.
Okay. So
that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Yeah, so you had mentioned.
Months, let's say. Yeah.
That would be Perfect. So 3 months to, like I said, 24 to 36 are typically the length of our loans. We could actually maybe get you something for 4 months, and we do provide early payment discounts depending on the programs we could get you qualified for. So we can forgive 25% of the remaining interest for early payment back. Other programs forgive 5 to 6% of the total balance, as well as it's a business loan. So 33% of the interest on the loan can be written off as well. So at the end of the day, there, you know, some substantial discounts for paying it off early. And, you know,
here is my question, because we want to make this very simple. Let's say I come to you and I say, okay, we need a $40,000 for the sake of the argument. Okay, mm-hmm. And let's say you guys approve us within 48 hours, and then you give us a $40,000. Now, mm-hmm. that $40,000 that I need for, let's say, 4 months, okay, now from the day that I borrowed that $40,000, when is the next payment? Are you charging us every month? I mean, that's what I want to know. Or,
yes.
Oh, so every month, on that $40,000, every month how much I have to pay?
So there's actually three options there. We have something that's called a micropayment, which a lot of business owners appreciate, because it's broken down into 21 payments, so it's a daily payment Monday through Friday. It helps budget easier that way. We also have a weekly payment and a monthly payment. So there's a bunch of different options there. It's more of a matter of what program is going to be the best fit for your business.
So,
and again,
on a daily, so you said that some of your buyers are going with a daily
micropayment.
I mean, some of your micropayment, which is based on daily, is that what it is?
Yeah, so it would be your monthly payment broken down into 21 payments, and it's Monday through Friday.
How much would that be on a $40,000?
It would, it would depend on the rate again. So the rate is going to really determine that daily payment. Rates start at right around 10, our cost of the funds for the loan.
Uh-huh.
So that starts at right around 10 cents on the dollar, and it goes up from there. We would have to look at time and business. We do look at credit, take a quick look at that, and then cash.
Let me tell you something. Okay, I just got a loan from my bank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just got an increase on my line of credit from my bank, and to be very honest with you, they even reduced my interest rate because...
Oh, nice.
Thank God we have excellent credit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And keep the company very solid. We are not... Our overhead is extremely low. That's how I keep it, okay? And my bank just gave us, you know, increased our line of credit for $20,000, which he told me, I know it's not that much, but, you know, we have $120,000 line of credit. Okay.
Okay.
I have another $100,000 line of credit with the same bank. So it's $220,000. That's what
nice.
I have. And very honestly, at the moment, I have used only $46,000 of that. That's it.
Okay.
Because, and my interest rate is only 4%. Okay.
That's excellent.
Because the interest rate went up on the loan a little bit 3 months ago, and my bank officer, loan officer called him up, and he said, okay, when you are going to increase, he went and he increased it. He said, Shola, I got you down to 4%. Okay.
Wow.
So obviously, because we have a good credit and we are a good, you know, solid, clean, and I've been in business for over 26 years. Okay?
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. So having said that, thank God I'm not I'm not really in a need at the moment, but, you know, obviously we want to expand. We want to do more, and you know, that's why it's always, you know, good to have some kind of a backup.
Sure.
But having said that, with having a great credit, and, you know, I get a lot of calls here with companies similar to yours that offering this and that. I don't even call them. Now, having said that, with having a good credit, I don't look at a business that, okay, I can go out on a limb and make a $1 million sales, not knowing what the hell I'm doing. I'm not going to do that. Okay, I keep it very as much as I can take, because going out and getting a $1 million business, you know, it needs manpower, it needs this, it needs that.
Right.
Hopefully we can reach there, but right now we are keeping it to 500,000, 600,000. Yes, maybe this year goes to a little bit higher. But having said that, with keeping the business clean, and having a great credit, thank God, personally and also business-wise.
Credit's everything.
What is going to be my, because I'm not going to bother you or bother myself if I don't know what is the worst scenario as far as even getting guys and paying interest. Because I know the interest from your loan is very high. I know that.
Yes.
But I want to know what is my, you know, what are my options? When you said 10 cents on a dollar, what is worse? 30 cents on a dollar?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So typically... this is what customers in the same situation, we're probably going to be looking at 15 to, 20 cents on the dollar, be realistically, on a loan like that. So that being said.
Okay. So on a $40,000, you're looking at, that's a lot, huh?
It is. But again, there's the backside of it. Is the discount for early payment is something that makes it kind of attractive, as well as the 33% of the interest that can be written off on the loan as well, since it's a business loan.
What is at the end of the day, what do I have to pay you guys on a $40,000?
Let me crunch your numbers here real quickly here. So let's just say you did it for 6 months. Okay, and you borrowed 40. I just put it at hold on 1 second here. 40,000 times. So I'm going to be realistic here, and we're going to say it's going to be 18 cents on the dollar. Okay. So total payback would be 47,200. Now divided by 6, divided by 21.
47. How much? Oh, 47,200, you said.
Yes. And then it would be a micro payment Monday through Friday for $374 a day.
$374 a day?
Correct. Now, on the back end of it,
wow.
Though.
Wow. It's going to be more than that. If it is $347 a day...
Times 21, times 6.
Yeah. Is this including weekends?
No. It's just Monday through Friday and no holidays.
Oh, it's 21. Okay.
So it's times 21, times 6. That's just a scenario for a 6 months. But then you factor in, you wanted to pay it off in 3 months, so that $7,000 in interest... 25% of that is going to be erased, and then again another 33% of that can be written off in taxes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know. Well, on my side.
Yes. So yeah. At the end of the day,
25% will kick back in. I mean, 25% will. You're going to give us a discount.
25% of the 25% interest.
25%. Yeah, on the 7,200, isn't that?
Correct. Am I right? Correct. Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I got it.
So that'd be about $1,800 discounted off of that totally. And that's just a scenario. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. It could be substantially less. I just wanted to throw some realistic numbers out there to give you realistic expectations. But again, this is just a scenario. I can't say for sure that this would be.
No, I know. No, I understand. Yeah. Okay. I keep this in mind for sure. But
sure. Okay. Well, more importantly, I just wanted to remain in contact with you. I know that we've had a couple good conversations over the year, and just wanted to touch base with you and see how everything was going.
Everything is good. Thank you very much, and let's see what happens. Okay.
Okay, Sholi. I appreciate your time today. Thanks, and have a wonderful afternoon.
Sure. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.